This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kaye. There's new information in the Madison school shooting. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tome Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School.
They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West.
The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms.
United Way of Dane County is spearheading a fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. Wisconsin has found the first person possibly infected with the bird flu in Barron County. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said yesterday that they detected the first presumptive positive human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza A, H5N1, also known as the bird flu. The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County. This person had exposure to that flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the CDC. The DHS is monitoring farm workers who may have been exposed and said the risk to the general public remains low. People who work with infected animals or have recreational exposure to them are at higher risk. The virus does not spread easily from animals to people. People who have gotten sick with bird flu have been in direct contact with the infected animals. And symptoms of the bird flu include a sore throat, fever, muscle aches, cough, and eye infections. It is safe to eat eggs, poultry, and meat that has been fully cooked. Pasteurized milk and milk products, such as cheese and yogurt, are also safe to eat and drink.
Bruce Mound Winter Sports Area in Clark County will open this weekend. The County Park Skiing and Tubing Hill will open on December 21st at 10 a.m. They'll be open all weekend from 10 to 4. The new conveyor lift is open for the Tubing Hill this season. They plan to have the Bunny Hill, Terrain Park, and possibly two ski and snowboard runs open for the chairlift. They're continuing to make snow so more runs can be opened. For the holiday week, they'll be open December 26th through the 31st. You can find more information on their website, clarkcountywi.gov, or by calling 715-743-5140. Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
The two outbreaks of bird flu in the state are likely not related to the large giveaway of chickens in October. After the Iowa-based poultry company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned farms in Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, farmers were left to deal with the abandoned chickens. Here in Wisconsin, that left contracted farms with thousands of birds and no way to feed them. Farmers had no choice but to give them away. State veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle said the chicken giveaway isn't related to the virus outbreaks in Barron or Kenosha County.
Avian influenza is a very quickly moving disease in poultry. So these birds, these latest two cases, probably got exposed very shortly prior to exhibiting clinical signs within hours or days. So we don't see a connection there with that other incident with the poultry company.
It's possible that one person has contracted H5N1 after contact with the infected flock in Barron County. DHS is monitoring farm workers and says it's safe to eat poultry products that have been fully cooked. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
Wisconsin has plenty to offer at its state parks. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're still looking for a gift idea, how about the gift of being able to explore Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge.
One great idea is purchasing a state park admission sticker for those outdoor lovers in your life. You know, you're going to provide them with 12 months of access to all the state parks and state forests. And next year actually marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system too. So visitors, they can expect a wide array of events at all the state parks that are celebrating this important milestone. Really making that vehicle admission sticker an even greater gift.
You can buy a state park admission sticker at the Wisconsin DNR website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The ice on Ripple Creek Skating Park in Port Edwards is frozen, and the skate pond opened on Wednesday. They'll have skating hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, as long as the ice is safe. The Village Municipal Building in Port Edwards will be closed next week on Tuesday, December 24th and Wednesday, December 25th for Christmas. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker, expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith Jigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked 9th in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, somebody told me after the game, they said, well, we'll take that one. They've obviously never played or coached. Like, this, no Big East game is like, we'll take it. We have a level of gratitude that we were able to do what it took to win. You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here. And I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around. And that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 51 at the domestic box office has some great films opening this weekend and a little something for everyone. Starting off with movies you can take your kids to, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 hits theaters featuring the voices of Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves. The third installment of the franchise is pulling in 88% on Rotten Tomatoes and the film is rated PG. The new Lion King film Mufasa also opens in wide release and is also rated PG. It is pulling a barely fresh rating of 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Fire Inside Guide tells the story of a Flint, Michigan native and the first woman to win a gold medal at the Olympics in boxing. The film is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes with a 94% favorable rating from critics. If you're in the mood for creepy, check out Nosferatu, which is reviewing incredibly well and hits theaters on December 25th. The other big flick that hits theaters on Christmas Day includes A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothée Chalamet. Let's go to the movies. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows, he's running out of actors. Fans of Peaky Blinders, who are anxiously awaiting the feature film, will be happy to know that principal photography is done. The film is called The Immortal Man, and Cillian Murphy is back in the lead role as Tommy Shelby. Peaky Blinders is the story of post-World War I gangsters in Birmingham. The show ran for 6 seasons between 2013 and 2022 on the BBC and Netflix. Fans of the 28 Days franchise will be happy to know that 28 Days Later will finally be available to stream. The film has been curiously absent from streaming platforms, which is not good for people who want to catch up before the release of 28 Years Later. The second installment, 28 Weeks Later, is available to stream, but Danny Boyle's first film of the franchise has been offline since early 2024 after being purchased by Sony. The film is now available to stream as of December 18th. 28 Years Later is set to hit theaters in June of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have snow, and that snow will continue today with another 6 to 9 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tonight. We'll get to around 26 for a high today. Snow will end after midnight tonight, 22 tomorrow. Things improve, partly cloudy, high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.